Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. This week we are looking at e-waste and the impact it has on our climate and also the circular economy and how there's been a call for more businesses and your average Joe like you and me to participate in the circular economy compared to the linear economy. So firstly, what is e-waste? Well, e-waste is electronic products that are unwanted, not working or nearing the end of their, as they say, useful life. So anything from phones to computers to microwaves or hoovers. According to statistics from the CSO in 2019, the figure of e-waste in Ireland was at 62,638 tonnes. Now, Padraig Power, Senior Marketing Manager for Global Operations at Refurbed, an online marketplace for refurbished electrical devices, explains the environmental impact of e-waste, along with an aspect you wouldn't initially think of.
So on average, when we looked at our study last year, when you get a refurbished device, about 80% of the carbon is saved versus a new device. So actually the refurbishment process itself is quite light when it comes to the carbon usage. And then with Refurbed, we always try and go an extra mile as well and make that extra step. So what we do in Refurbed is we plant a native tree for every device that's sold also. So for the minimal carbon that's produced, we do try and offset it in the best way that we can. But aside from that, there's also a lot of water usage as well when it comes to producing new devices, which you wouldn't think of when you think of electronics. You don't really put water with it. But actually, an iPhone 11 in our study we saw takes over 12,000 litres to produce a new iPhone 11, 12,000 litres of water. Whereas when you get a refurbished device, you save 90% of that. So it is huge, the environmental savings, when people are making sure that they're avoiding e-waste and buying products that were already produced.
Well, in somewhat slightly better news, in 2021, a record 71,811 tonnes of e-waste was collected in Ireland for treatment, the highest quantity ever recorded in the state. However, the 65% collection rate set by the EU was narrowly missed, as a collection rate of 64% was achieved. So this circular economy we talk about, what is it? Well, Padraig explains.
When it comes to certain types of devices or products in general, like clothing, for example, as well, the circular model is that once these are used and once the first user no longer wants it, that it can remain within production. So with Refurb, we do that via refurbishment. With clothes, it mightn't actually be, you know, the clothes are refurbished, but they might be sold in a vintage store and they get to go on to somebody else. So there's different ways there of enacting the circular economy. But essentially, the main premise behind it is that things that were once produced or that were produced for the first time don't just get chucked out, and that they get to keep being reused.
So what can we, the average Joe, do to help?
There's a great company again in Ireland called We Ireland, W-E-E-E, and they do free electronic recycling and responsibly do so. So that's something that we'd urge with Irish consumers as well, that if you have a device yourself, firstly, that you no longer use, that's fine. You know, you don't have to use something forever, but try and put it into the circular economy. So try and donate it to a family or friend. You could also give it to a charity. You could sell it to a local shop. Or if those options aren't there for you and the device is gone, make sure that it's recycled responsibly, because then it can be used for parts, or at a minimum, it just won't be added to the ever-growing e-waste stream.
Well, sustainability is a word we see a lot in recent years, and Padraig says there doesn't need to be a pressure being put on sustainability. He just encourages you to do your bit when you can.
I think a lot of people and businesses get a bit weary about sustainability because they're so worried about being 100% sustainable. And that's a very, very difficult thing to achieve. And I don't think it's realistic for 99% of cases. But what we can do is we can improve the sustainability in what we are doing day to day. And that's what we strive to do ourselves, but we also strive to help everybody do as well.
Do you think there's enough people trying to be sustainable? I say enough people, maybe enough more companies trying to be sustainable. It definitely seems to be a buzzword in the last 12 months or so. But do you think people are trying to actually get to, at least, as you say, a good level? 99% is not exactly feasible for everyone.
I think in general, people are trying and people, you know, are becoming that bit more aware. But there really needs to be something done with businesses as well. And I do think some businesses try, and you do definitely see improvements in the business sector. But there needs to be genuine improvements, and not just throwing out the word sustainability because people know that it's a buzzword.
Well, that's this week's episode of Ours to Protect. You can find more details on lmfm.ie. Join us again next week.